I once made a mistake thinking Ra's al Ghul was dead, though when men make themselves symbols, they shed their morality. Henry Ducard and Jonathan Crane are already gone, just like Bruce Wayne. He's only a mask, a cover for the face criminals fear. All that's left is Batman.
The day after they moved in, Coraline went exploring. She explored the garden. It was a big garden. At the very back was an old tennis court, but no one in the house played tennis, and the fence around the court had holes in it, and the net had mostly rotted away. There was an old rose garden, filled with stunned, fly-blown rose bushes. There was a rockery that was all rocks. There was a fairy ring made of squidgy brown toadstools, which smelled dreadful if you accidentally trod on them. If you lived before our time, who would you be? Would you fight your brother for the rights of another? Who would you be? Would you find new dreams or create wonders? What if you could choose from 1,000 yesterdays, 1,000 lives when the past was today and the new took your breath away? Who would you be? What would you feel? How would you live? Who would you love? Remembering every generation before us. Remembering for generations to come. The History Gym, where the past comes alive. Take a trip back to a time when late-night creature features were all the rage, and the personalities that presented them were just as popular as the movies. Beginning in the 1950s, the Horror Fest was a staple of regional television. From ghouls to vampires, to werewolves and crypt keepers, every host had a persona to suit their unique personalities. On the eve of a 1917 performance at New York City's Hippodrome, Harry Houdini was cinched into a straitjacket and hoisted upside down from his ankles by a subway derrick. 30 feet above 46th Street and Broadway, he convulsed, wriggled, and swayed. Seconds later, he maneuvered free, escaping the brutal bond to a roar of applause from the throng of onlookers. Typically, from his high perch, Houdini would brandish that straitjacket in the air as a sign of his conquest and his freedom. For the hundreds or often thousands of spectators who craned their necks to witness Houdini's outdoor performance, the trick may have seemed more important as a symbol than a stunt. In Lynchburg, Tennessee, you can park in the middle of the road to talk with a neighbor about taxes or the weather. You can pick enough wild berries to fill a tin bucket. And you can see a distillery where Jack Daniels made whiskey way back in 1866. We still make it in a slow, deliberate fashion, much as we did. One sip and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Jack Daniels, smooth sippin' Tennessee whiskey.